The following is a lecture at Vedic Culture Center, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 9th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, I don't have much of a voice tonight. But I have a good microphone. And a good translator. So. We'll make do. So, I have been asked to speak tonight about how to be successful on the pathway of self-realization. Someone may ask, well, I've never heard of self-realization. What is that? Well, just look at the term itself, self-realization. It means you realize yourself. You find out who you are, what's your purpose for existence. And how to become perfect in that existence. That's called self-realization. Yeah, actually, they should teach it in the public school so everyone be self-realized. But what do they teach you instead? You know, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 × 2 = 4. You see? That's all. And then you get a little higher, they teach you algebra, you know. Then you go to geometry, you know. And then trigonometry. And then the calculus, you know. And then the physics. And then the astrophysics. And then to quantum physics. But they never taught you who you are. So in other words, our society is, they don't have a proper education system. Therefore, in spite of so much technological advancement, people are frustrated. They're miserable. What good is all the money and all the technology if people are unhappy? So we have the solution. We are teaching the science of self-realization. So that everybody can become happy. What we are teaching is revolutionary. Because the whole world can be transformed by this knowledge that we are teaching. We just have to somehow get the word out there, you see. We have to attract everyone to come and learn from us the science of self-realization. Because when we are successful in that, there will be peace and happiness all over the world. We won't be scared of the terrorists anymore. There won't be any terrorists. We won't be worried about the economic recession because the economy will become perfectly balanced. This is the true panacea, the true solution for all the problems of the world. The science of self-realization. Where do we get the information then? How to do this amazing science? How to perfect it? This self-realization science is described in an ancient body of literature known as the Vedas. Compiled by the great sage Veda Vyas. And after meeting his spiritual master Narada Muni, he condensed all the Vedic wisdom, which is a huge ocean of literatures,
which you could never read in your entire lifetime. It's so huge. He condensed it all into an amazing book known as the Srimad Bhagavatam. So all you have to do is study the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the good news is, we have free. You have classes every morning here. When I'm here, all the time at the temple. We have a Hare Krishna center in town where there's every morning we have free classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a sister of this. We have two sister temples, the Hare Krishna Center and the Vedic Culture Center. We are sister centers. So we have that morning class here. There's also nice programs going on here regularly. We encourage you to take advantage of these two centers and learn the self-realization science. Because this is how you'll become happy. And this is how you can tell anxieties to get lost and never come back. So, in this wonderful Vedic wisdom, it is stated, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you've got a human form, you must utilize it for self-realization. So what does that mean? That means that in previous lifetimes you had a different form other than a human form. That means that you have an identity beyond your material body. You were not always a human being. Actually, you've been everything. You've been all types of animals, all types of plants, all types of insects, all types of birds, all types of fish. You've even been a shark. But now you have a human body. And if you take proper advantage of this human body, I can guarantee you that you won't take birth again in this material world. You will enter into your original state of existence, which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. That state of existence where you were unlimitedly happy, and you always had everything you needed, and never had to worry about anything, in which you never got old, you never got sick, you never had to pay any taxes either. Everything was perfect. You may say, well, why did I come to this terrible place? Well, there's a saying in English, curiosity killed the cat. You were thinking, well, here I am in the kingdom of God, it's so wonderful serving the Lord, but what would it be like if I was the supreme? What would it be like if I was the center of existence? Lord said, don't think that way. I am the center, naturally, because everything emanates from me. My dear son, please don't think that way. It will not be good for you. But we were stubborn. He said, no, I'd really like to know what it's like if I was the Supreme. This is in the Bible, it's called the forbidden apple. Eve wanted to eat that apple, you see. That's the forbidden apple in the Bible. Wanting to be God. Wanting to be the center. So what happened when they partook of that forbidden apple? They had to leave the spiritual, the Garden of Eden, the spiritual world, and go to a hellish world, you see. So Krishna has said, all right, if you want to taste the forbidden apple, you're really determined, I'll let you try it and see how you like it. So here we are chewing on the forbidden apple, and we're tired of it, and we're not very happy with it. But Krishna doesn't leave us here to say, well, just go to hell and stay there forever, you rascal. No. God is kind. Even an ordinary father in this world, even if his son becomes a criminal, he still loves his son. Even if the son becomes a murderer, the parents will say, but he's my son. The parents will never give up affection for the children in any condition. So, in this way, Krishna is never abandons us. Even though we abandon him to try to become imitation gods here in Lithuania, he is so kindly coming to save us. He appears in the form of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He appears in the form of the scriptures. He appears in the form of the deities. He appears in the form of the spiritual master to save us from this hellish existence that we got stuck in. So if we will take advantage of this loving kindness of our original father, by realizing I'm not this material body, I'm an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with God. As God is eternal, I am also eternal. I'm His Son. As God is full of bliss, I am also full of bliss. As God is full of knowledge, I am also full of knowledge. In English, there's a saying, like Father, like Son. So we have the same qualities as the Father. So all we really have to do is reestablish our relationship with that Supreme Father. Nothing else is required. You don't have to even stand on your head. All you have to do is reestablish your loving relationship with that Supreme Father. There are many self-realization systems. But Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita this system of love is the topmost system. Therefore, because life is short, we need to take the quickest, easiest way to become perfect. So we teach the yoga of love. The yoga of love between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul.
Yoga tarp ir
The nice thing is, then when you love that Supreme Person, then you can feel His love at every minute. Just like a shower of mercy. You can feel the love of that Supreme Person inundating you with bliss and knowledge and eternity at every minute. All you have to do is turn on the channel, open up that channel between you and Him, you see. Just like when two nations are at war, they cut off diplomatic relations. So we were at war with God. He said, why you are God? I am God. We declared war against God. When we realize how foolish that is, we can never defeat Him. If you can't beat Him, join Him. So we reestablish relations once again with the Lord. We learn how to pray to that Lord. And a beautiful prayer is given. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will pray this prayer every day, this will completely open up the channel of communication between you and God. And as that channel becomes more and more opened up, you will come out of the fog that you're in now. And you will actually perceive God right in front of you. Face to face. And you realize that God has been with me at every minute. From these millions of lifetimes that I've wandered in this material existence. But because of my lust, my anger, my greed, my madness, my illusion, and my envy, I became blind to His presence. So in this way, by opening that channel of love between ourselves and Krishna, or God, we fully realize our eternal spiritual natures. And we become ecstatic. Is it? So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Your Holiness, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja, surrender unto me only. But Acharyas, like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Acharya, says that one should surrender to spiritual master, and only through him he can become perfect. So how to combine these two statements?
Yes, on the one hand it is stated you must surrender to Krishna. On the other hand it says surrender to Guru. So is there a contradiction? No, there's not. Because when you go to Krishna and you say, my dear Krishna, I now surrender unto you, whatever you tell me to do, I will do. Then Krishna says, yes, very good, now surrender to Guru, that is my order. Or if you go to the guru and you say, Guru Maharaj, I now surrender to you, what will he say? He will say, surrender to Krishna. So there's no difference whether you come in the this door or this door, you go into the same place. If you approach Krishna, he will tell you to surrender to Guru. If you approach Guru, he'll tell you to surrender to Krishna. So whichever door you come in, you're situated properly in Krishna consciousness. Questions? Well, I guess we can stop here then. Oh, okay.
You go to second mass, which you need to. Mes, jeigu motis, motis paklausim, kaip jums duoti, motis sakys Krishna, o Krishna sakys Murti. Tai čia kaip, kaip pasakė, kas įdėjom, tai mes ten, ar čia negalim taip surinkti, kaip yra ta teorija, atsitė apie teatrą, ar čia netinka?
In this example, in this question and answer, is this theory of Achintya Bheda Tattva is applicable?
Yes. Yes. The Guru is one with and different from Krishna. Yeah, that's right. He's not one and the same, but he is one and different. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
When we sing Guru Vashtakam prayers and Guru Puja, do we sing it for our spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada or both?
Who is, are you initiated? Well, for you, have you taken shelter of a guru? Yeah. Okay. So you can think both of your guru who you've taken shelter and a Prabhupada both. They're both guru. So you can meditate on both of them. Questions more? Yeah.
It is said that the Supreme Lord is enjoyer, but how to understand when he is in a form of super soul and traveling with a living entity, and the living entity does not care about him, how he is enjoying in this way? Where is the pleasure?
Well, he can certainly laugh at your foolishness. Next question.
There are a class of devotees who, in due course of time, give up ISKCON and join, for example, Narayan Maharaj, and they say that ISKCON is beginning stage, and then they join some perfection. How is in reality?
Prabhupada's a neophyte, right?
Prabhupada took out his
that acharya who was more empowered than any acharya in the history of the world for making the world Krishna conscious. You think he's some neophyte junior devotee? Actually, he is the only follower of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta who fully was able to bring that potency of Bhakti Siddhanta. No one else was, only
Prabhupada.
There's no other Gaudiya Mata Sannyasi who has the Shakti of Prabhupada. By Prabhupada's Shakti, this whole world will eventually become Krishna conscious. These other sannyasis are just glow worms. We offer all respect. We offer them all respect. They are trying in their own way to spread Krishna consciousness. But we've seen again and again they misunderstand Srila
Prabhupada.
They don't realize his greatness. And they minimize him. This is Guru Aparad. So why would I want to go to somebody who minimizes Srila
Prabhupada?
Doesn't make sense. Who wants to minimize the greatest acharya? Who was empowered by Lord Chaitanya to deliver the whole world? I've seen this other guru you mentioned, he directly states that Prabhupada did not train us properly. I'm not interested in criticizing anyone. I think we should offer respect to everyone. But why is he criticizing Prabhupada? I don't want to go to someone who is criticizing Srila
Prabhupada.
You see? We don't want to hear from people who are criticizing Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are meant to be worshipped. They're not meant to be criticized. So those Vaishnavas who criticize great acharyas like Prabhupada, they're not very high level Vaishnavas. We don't want to waste our time with them. We ask them to come and join us. They're welcome. We love all Vaishnavas. Let them come and join with us. Why they want to go away, why they want to go in their own little separate thing and then criticize our movement, it doesn't make, it's not very nice etiquette. Our mood is all inclusive. We want everyone to come together. So why are they trying to make these little cliques and find fault with Srila Prabhupada? This is not very transcendental.
You see.
We want everyone should be one big happy family. Why they try to create dissension and fault finding? It's not a very nice thing. But still, we are very kind and forgiving.
Yeah.
If they're willing to stop this, then we will welcome them. They can come back. We will always forgive. We will never hold a grudge for what they have done. We love them. They are also devotees of Krishna. But they are called Kanishta Adhikari. Those who criticize Vaishnava, they are called Kanishta Adhikari. So because they are criticizing Prabhupada's teaching style, therefore they are called Kanishta Adhikari. And they are on low level of Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada, he is on the highest level. He is a true Paramahamsa. He is true Jagat Guru. By his potency, this whole world will become delivered. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's true.
Hearing, if someone is hearing those kind of criticism from other Vaishnavas or Vaishnavas, then how they are making advancement, how they are going higher than the teachings of the spiritual master that they are criticizing.
That's actually killing their progress.
Kai yra kritikuojamas tavo dvasinis mokytas, ir kaip toks žmogus daro pažangą, jeigu jis klausosi.
Yeah, it's sad.
Tai liūdnas,
we want to help them.
Norisi padėti.
We want to save them.
Are they making advancement or are they going down?
I said it's killing them. That means down.
Tai žudo juos iš tikrųjų, tai juos verčia kristi žemyn.
So we want to save them. We love them, we care about them. We want that they should understand not to criticize. A great spiritual master should not be criticized. Vaishnavas are meant to be given the highest respect, especially exalted spiritual masters like Srila Prabhupada. They should always be given the highest respect. Who are we to say that that Prabhupada has trained his disciples incorrectly? Prabhupada is the most empowered acharya in the history of the universe. He knows better than any acharya how to train us. Any other question?
I have a question about love. There is love for oneself, then there is love for others, close people, and love for God. Could you explain these three things? Love.
Yes. There, love. There is perfect love. There is more perfect love, and then there is most perfect love. You see, if you love yourself, that is a type of perfection. And when you love everyone, you're considered even more perfect. But when you can love God, then you are called most perfect. Because God is like the root of the creation. When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. So when you give your love to God, that is most perfect love. Because that love comes to you. It goes to all living beings, even the animals, even the cows. By channeling your love through the Supreme Person, you are able to perfectly love yourself and every single living entity throughout the entire universe. And I can tell you one thing. When you learn how to come to the platform of most perfect love, no anxiety can ever penetrate your heart. Question more?
Is it possible to live everyone without loving God?
Well, people try, you know. But it's difficult. You may love everyone, but then sometimes you get mad at somebody, you know. You don't love them. You try to love everyone. But then somebody comes along and they don't appreciate your sincere endeavor to love everyone. And they cheat you. They abuse you. It's difficult to love that person who did not reciprocate with your sincere desire to love him. Very difficult. But if you give your love to God, then you can even love your enemy. Otherwise, it's very difficult to love your enemy. Just like Osama bin Laden, you see. The Americans have a hard time loving him. Even though some of them may talk about universal love, you know. Would they embrace him? He might stab them with a knife, you know. He gives a hug and it stabs him in the back, you know. Yeah.
Loving oneself, is also like mental speculation only. Loving oneself,
yeah.
Isn't it also a mental speculation?
Mental speculation.
Without God. Without coming to the stage of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, loving oneself is a mental speculation.
No, there is a certain. Prabhupada talks about it in the Nectar Devotion. That is considered love on one level. Prabhupada talks about how the circle of love expands. Have you not read the Nectar Devotion? It's described then. First you love yourself, then you love your brother, and then you love your neighbors, and then you love your city, then you love your state, then you love your country, then you love all humanity, and then finally you come to love of God.
But is that a real love, perfect love?
It's a type of love, as described by Prabhupada.
Yeah,
it's a type of love. It's like how many people would say they love themselves. Most people would say, yeah, I love myself. You see? So there's a type of love there. It's not perfect, but it is a type of love.
But without God consciousness, it is also
said. Yes, yes, I accept that point, but I'm saying it is a certain type of love within the material sphere. You ask people on the. Take a survey on downtown Kaunas. Do you love yourself? And they say, yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I'm great. I really love myself. How many people say, yeah, I hate myself? You know what I'm saying? So we say that you love yourself, that is very nice. Now we will teach you how to become how you can perfectly love yourself by loving Krishna. You see? We don't want to negate that sentiment. We want to take that sentiment and make it perfect. That is Krishna consciousness.
Ir esmė tokia, kad atsidimo nektarė Prabhupada paaiškina, kad iš tikrųjų meilė egzistuoja tiek sau, tiek paskui plečiasi, tiek draugam, visuomenė ir taip taina iki Dievo. Ir taip, ta meilė yra, bet jinai yra tam tikra netobula meilė. Tobula meilė tik tai pasiekus meilę Krišnai. Bet meilė yra visuose tose lygiuose, tam tikra.
Tai reiškia, kad Krišną reikia pradėti nuo, mylėti nuo, kaip sakant, nuo paprasčiausių dalykų, nuo gyvūnų, nuo savęs, paskui nuo žmonių, taip daryti iki Dievo. Tai turim galvoje, kad tai myli Dievo.
Does it mean that one should start loving God from bottom to Him, like from oneself, then other living entities, knowing that he is loving God in this way?
No, the best thing is to start go directly to Krishna in the beginning. It's like you should, when you have someone has a child, they should bring the child to the temple and teach the child how to offer obeisances, even when the child isn't even knowing what's going on. And you can take the little baby, when the father offers his obeisances, he can have the son offering obeisances at the same time. And the child will grow up knowing, whenever I go to the temple, I bow down. He says, I've always done it ever since I can remember. So he just does it. And then, so the best thing is the parents should engage the child in loving Krishna from the very beginning.
Ir iš tikrųjų, pavyzdžiui, vaikas, tėvas gali, tėvai gali užimti, lenktis šventyklą, net nuo pat mažens, kai jis net to nesupranta, ką jis daro. Paskui jis užaugęs natūraliai tai darys.
But for someone who did not have that training,
bet tam, kuris tokio
and they will start off loving themselves. Then they get a little older, they think, well, maybe I should share something with my little brother, you know. So their circle of love expanded a little bit. They think, maybe I should please my parents, you know. Their circle of love expands a little further. And maybe I should please do something for the benefit of the community in which I live. Maybe I should do something for the whole humanity. A little child doesn't think of serving humanity, but an adult, he can think in terms of serving humanity. But when he becomes perfect, then he thinks, no, I must serve God.
There are a class of devotees called Ritviks, and they are accepting Srila Prabhupada and his teachings, but they are criticizing.
No, they don't know. They accept Prabhupada minus his teachings.
It
means they don't really accept Prabhupada. They accept their own concocted idea of what is Prabhupada and what are his teachings, but they don't actually accept Prabhupada and his teachings. So continue with your question, though.
They are following very strictly all principles and so on. So do they get...
No, they don't do that either.
No.
The first principle is don't blaspheme Vaishnavas. And they violate that injunction like anything. They have a book, a magazine that comes out, which is nothing but one blasphemy after another blasphemy after another blasphemy. They don't follow strictly that instruction. The most important instruction in Krishna consciousness is don't criticize Vaishnavas. But that's all they do. They criticize every ISKCON. They make their business of criticizing every guru of ISKCON. I was also featured in their magazine. They said, yeah, this Sankarshan Das, he's just waiting for Rolls Royce. When his disciples will pick him up in a Rolls Royce. Actually, there's nothing wrong if you pick me up in a Rolls Royce. But I, you know, I can ride an ox cart, it doesn't matter, you know. But the spiritual master, he is God's representative. He is meant to be given the same treatment as you would give to God. See? So when God travels, he travels in a golden chariot. So actually you should provide me with a golden chariot. So if you bring a Rolls Royce, it's not opulent enough. A Rolls Royce is cheap compared to a golden chariot. It's just a cheap car. So actually, the spiritual master should be given the best thing of all conveniences. He is not interested in that for himself, but he just wants to see that God's representative is properly honored. Because Krishna orders us that we must worship the spiritual master. So even though I don't feel that I'm worthy of being worshipped, I feel I'm a devotee just like you. But it is my duty to accept being worshipped as good as God. For your benefit. You see. We need to have someone, a God's representative on this earth so we can worship a person as good as God, because Krishna orders us to do that. Yeme, he says in the Adi Purana, Yeme bhakta jana parta na me bhaktas chate janaha mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So actually Krishna says, you must become the devotee of my devotee. So the Rifik people say that only Prabhupada is the Acharya within ISKCON. So if we accept Prabhupada as Acharya, does that mean we should accept Prabhupada's instructions? Or should we reject Prabhupada's instructions? What's the answer?
Accept.
Okay. Here's what Prabhupada instructed us in Mayapur. He said, now, in our movement, we have 10,000 members. He said, then we will grow to 100,000. And then we will grow to 1 million. And then we will grow to 10 million. And then he said, and there will be no scarcity of acharyas. Prabhupada's vision of ISKCON was 10 million acharyas. And these Ritvik people say, no, Prabhupada, only one acharya. They are preaching against Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Because they are... do you know the story of the of sour grapes? The fox that tried to taste the sour grapes, you see?
Yeah.
The fox saw those wonderful grapes growing up there, the wonderful, sweet, succulent grapes. He went, wow, those grapes look really good.
pagalvojo, kad tos vynogės labai gerai atrodo.
But they're really high up there.
Bet jos labai aukštai kabo.
But I'm sure I can jump and high enough and I can taste those grapes.
Aš įsitikinus, kad galiu pakankamai aukštai pašokti.
So he jumped.
Jis pašoko.
But he was sure didn't quite make it.
Bet mažai trūko, bet nepavyko pajūti.
And he got more strength. He jumped again with even more determination.
Ir dar su didesniu ryžtu šoko lengviau.
But again he missed the grapes.
Vėl nepagavo.
So he jumped again and again and again.
Daug kartų šoko, šoko, šoko.
He almost got him.
Jau vieną kartą beveik prigriebė.
But he couldn't make it.
Bet negalėjo.
So he said, oh, those grapes are just sour. So these Ritvik people, you see, they wanted to be gurus themselves. And because they weren't qualified, they say, nobody can be guru. If I can't be guru, nobody can be guru. They're just some frustrated foxes, that's all. We say, you stay with us. And you can taste the grapes. We will train you all how to become gurus. That is our ISKCON movement. Lord Chaitanya's order. Dari deka tarikaha krishna upadesha mara agaya guru hoya tari de. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. And this way, on my order, you become guru. That is the order. So, the dogs will bark, but the caravan will pass. Any other questions? All right.
But what result they will get for this kind of activities?
Well, those who commit Vaishnava
Parab,
I hate to say this, but you know, they go to the darkest region of the universe. Sorry, I hate to say that, but you know. Vaishnava Bhaparada is the worst offense. Yeah. Huh?
In one sense, they are criticizing Srila Prabhupada directly.
Yeah, of course. Because they're denying his teachings, the things that he said. Prabhupada directly encouraged me that I could become a spiritual master, directly, in a letter he wrote me. And these Ritviks say, no. I mean, who am I supposed to listen to? Prabhupada or these rascals?
Nurodė man laiškę tapti dvasinį mokytį ir ko reikėtų klausyti, ar Prabhupadas, ar jų?
I choose to listen to my spiritual master. He personally encouraged me that I could become a spiritual master.
Asmeniškai mane drąsino, kad tapčiau dvasinį mokytį.
So, you know, actually I went and had a debate with the leader of the Ritviks on the internet. I had a debate with him. I asked him this simple question. Prabhupada encouraged me to be a guru. You're telling me I should not be a guru. Should I listen to you or to him? And he couldn't say a word. He was defeated. He couldn't say a word. Yeah.
I wanted to ask why Krishna does such an arrangement that there are so many sincere devotees coming.
Oh no, Krishna didn't do that. That's not Krishna's arrangement. These are people who are not surrendering to Krishna's arrangement. You can't blame Krishna for all the problems of the world. Krishna has a perfect plan for everyone to be happy. But we are not cooperating with his plan, that's the problem. It's not Krishna's fault. He gives everybody independence. I have to... my time is running a little short, so... Can I have one more question? One more question, I guess. All right, this is the last one.
Just I was wondering, what benefit would the Vedics get if they wouldn't commit offenses by worshipping Prabhupada and not accepting the parampara? If they would get any benefit, or like long run, or how would this look if they wouldn't commit offenses towards Vaishnavas?
What result would Ritviks get if they would do what they do, but they wouldn't criticize the gurus at the same time?
They would advance, yeah.
Klausimas toks, kad kokį rezultatą gautų Ritvika, jeigu jie darytų tai, ką daro, Prabhupada garbintų ir panašiai, bet...
In their next lifetime, they would be able to become initiated by one of Prabhupada's followers.
Bet nekritikuotų gurų, tai mokytas atsako, kad kitą gyvenimą jie gautų galimybę būti inicijuotais vienu iš Prabhupados pasiekėjų.
Just like in our ISKCON, we have many people, they believe in the process, but they don't want it, they're not ready for initiation. But if they keep chanting and taking prasadam, finally they'll come to the point they will take initiation. So, if they thought, no, I just want to be, I only can see Prabhupada as my guru and no one else, but they sincerely tried to follow his instructions. Eventually they come to the point where they realize that Prabhupada wants them to become a disciple of his disciple. And they would do that. He told us in 1977, the leaders went to him and said, Prabhupada, what will happen after you are gone, when the new members are initiated? He said, they'll be the disciples of my disciple.
77 metais paklausė Prabhupadas mokiniai, kas bus, kai jūs išeisite, Prabhupada aiškino, kad...
So if they really want to follow Prabhupada, then they'll say, well, Prabhupada, I know Prabhupada is the greatest guru in the history, and I certainly surrender to him, but now what does he want me to do?
Ir Prabhupada pasakė, kad jie bus mano mokiniai.
He wants me to be the disciple of one of his disciples.
Klausimas tada, jeigu aš noriu būti Prabhupados pasiekėjas, tai tada ko jis nori iš manęs, ar jisai nori, kad būčiau mokyti.
It's simple thing.
Paprasta. On the same, like in China, people follow Roman Catholic Church about accepting Vatican, so this would mean they would still make advancement Chinese, because there was a Chinese Roman Catholic Church. That's what it means.
What's he saying? You just say.
Because in China there is a Roman Catholic Church which doesn't accept Vatican.
In China there is Roman Catholic Church which does not accept
Vatican.
Vatican.
So it's kind of like Ludwig.
Like Ludwig.
So they would make advancement.
And would they make advancement?
Well, I can tell you the problem with the modern day Christians is they're practically all mediators and none of them are making advancement. Even the Pope is a mediator. So none of them are really making advancement right now. Whatever advancement they're making is being nullified by their mediating. Whether they're the Roman Catholic Church or the Chinese Catholic Church, they're all eating meat. But I think in China they eat dog also. So it's difficult to develop finer brain tissue when you're eating dog. Or cow. Whether you're a cow eater or you're a dog eater, such eating will make it difficult to understand the signs of God. So we will now stop here. Anyone who has more questions, I'll be giving the class tomorrow morning at the Hare Krishna Center. Anybody who would like to get on my free e-course, who's not on, doesn't have my email address, you can come get my card. Okay. Anybody who would like my card, you can get on my free e-course. Yeah, come on. You're not on it already? Oh, okay, for them. All right. Okay. Jai, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.